Over half of working people in Utah don't have a financial plan for when they retire. According to Ormsby, who is meeting with Utah lawmakers to find a way for small business owners and the state to work together to make it easier for Utahns to pull money from their paycheck and save it into a state-operated retirement savings plan.
Our research found that 40% say that there's just no money left over after paying your bills. 29% say they're paying off debt. So there's a lot of things that are getting in the way right now of people paying for their own retirement.
Senate Joint Resolution 9 is being sponsored by State Senator Todd Weiler, a Republican from Woods Cross, that would allow lawmakers to study a proposal bringing together employees, employers, and lawmakers to discuss how to provide working adults with the opportunity to build their retirement assets.
We've really seen a lot of research that suggests that if you're able to use a payroll deduction to put money directly into an account, that is the very best way for people to save, because they almost don't even think about it. It becomes something that you're not even cognizant that you're putting money away.
Ormsby says the retirement plan would be similar to a plan set up by lawmakers that allows people to save money for education and would keep employees from having to purchase private retirement plans, and that right now, on average, the typical working-age household has about $3,000 in retirement assets, while near-retirement households have only about $12,000 set aside. AARP conducted a survey of people here in Utah between the ages of 25 and 64. 77% of those responding support the creation of a state-run retirement savings plan.